Welcome into today's From the Field Report. I'm Carol Wolfbauer. In case you guys didn't know, it's Strikeout Cancer Weekend here at Comerica Park. So what a better person to have join us than a cancer survivor. We have Miss Lisa Priestap here with us, 3 years now, breast cancer survivor. Lisa, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
We are very excited to have you. It's a special day, and I know you love baseball, so this has to feel pretty good to come in. Enjoy this weekend with us.
Thank you very much. Like I said, I'm fangirling here. This is amazing to see all this out here.
Well, we're very happy to have you. Now, first, let's just take it right back to the beginning, the start of your journey. What were some of the first signs that made you realize you would have to go get something checked out?
Well, I had no personal signs myself, but my friend, I hadn't talked to her in years, and she posted on Facebook, check your boobs, get a mammogram. I have breast cancer. So the next time I got in the shower, I started to do a self-exam, which I hadn't done in a while. And there it was, right in the right armpit area. And a four-letter word came out of my mouth. I'm not proud of, but it was there. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? My mom has a history of having lumps, and she had a lot of biopsies, and they were all benign. So I'm like, okay, so I guess I just follow in her footprints. So thankfully, I had a doctor's appointment already scheduled the next week, and told him, okay, we're scheduling a mammogram. And I think it was the next week after that, I had the mammogram, and they found it, and I had the biopsy 2 days later, and less than a week later, probably about 5 days later, I had the diagnosis.
Well, it seems like they got results back pretty fast for you, and I know the Tigers are partnering with Carmanis Cancer Institute for the Strikeout Cancer Weekend, and that's where you got your treatments at. So what was it like working with Carmanis?
They were very good. I work with McLaren, and so I knew to go directly to them because I know they're very good with their care. And so after I got the phone call Tuesday, the next morning on Wednesday, I called up the doctor and said, we have an appointment on 8 o'clock the next day. And I said, I can't do that. I got a patient the next day. And they said, honey, you have breast cancer. You're going to be coming in tomorrow to see us. And I said, okay. So I arranged my patients and got in the next day, and Dr. Richardson sat down and talked us through it and led us on the journey. And within 3 weeks, I think I was in the chemo chair.
Well, through all that journey, you must have had some pretty great people that you got to meet along the way. Is there anyone special that really helped you out throughout your diagnosis?
A couple people. First, I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Brian Yeh at the radiation up in Flint. And he was amazing. And I love that he saw me as a person. He treated me. He saw things that he wasn't even treating. He's like, we need to address this so that you can have quality care. And I will forever be grateful to him for that. And then the chemo nurses at Carmanos in Oakland. Love you, Mandeep. She's the one that figured out my toe infection. And they were just amazing. The front desk people, they knew your name walking in there. And they took care of you. They asked questions. They remembered about my kids. And they just took really good care of me because I was there for probably about 5-6 hours.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's wonderful. It helps keep your spirits up along the way, too, when you're hearing such tough news as well.
Yes, definitely. They almost became family. And even still, I go back now every so often, and they're all coming over checking on me. Hey there, how are your kids doing? They come back from college yet? And so it's really cool.
That's cool. They know your story. Yeah. That's great. I love that. Well, last thing, you yourself, you're in healthcare and somebody who's been battling cancer. What message would you leave for people, to the general public, either as a survivor yourself or somebody who works in that field?
I would go with what my friend posted on Facebook. She probably saved my life by posting it. So check your boobs. Get a mammogram. Find out what's going on. Ask questions. They're there to take care of you. They're happy to answer questions. Dr. Mohamed Masri at Carmanos, Oakland, he was great and he answered questions. And being a medical person, he was willing to take the time to answer those questions that I had. Mm-hmm. And I was very grateful for that.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
For all of our listeners out there, listen to Lisa if you need some help or a second opinion, or to learn more about all types of cancer, including screening options, possible symptoms, treatments, and clinical trials. Just go to carmanis.org or call 1-800-CAR-MANIS. The Tigers are looking to pink out the park tonight. So thanks for joining us with our From the Field report. We have more pregame coming up in the next couple minutes on the Detroit Tigers Radio Network.